Governor Mark Dayton has appointed 15 members to a governor's task force on broadband. Among them, Dana McKenzie, who is Cook County's Director of Information Systems. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Jay.
So tell me, what exactly do you envision, anyway, the task force to be doing?
Well, the governor's been pretty specific about the assignments to start it off. It's a two-year appointment, and it really relates back to some goals that the legislature set in 2009 and 10. They set a handful of goals regarding border-to-border access for all citizens and businesses in Minnesota for both affordable and high-quality broadband. And that goal hasn't been met. It has a deadline of 2015. There are also some additional goals regarding being ranked top five in the United States for states for both access and adoption. And so some of those are the goals that this task force will be working on. Their first homework assignment is to produce a report on the status towards those goals, which is due by the end of the year.
So you're going to start meeting pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Well, you've got a pretty broad range of people in the committee, all different kinds of broadband interests, phone interests, and everything else, including local units of government, and that's you, I guess. How do you envision this task force and your role in it, as far as Cook County is concerned? What's it mean for us?
Well, I gave some thought to this, and it's kind of twofold. One is we can look back at all of the progress that we've made in the last few years. And while it might not be immediately apparent, we didn't do that ourselves. That involved a whole network of people, both statewide and even national partners, to help us get to where we are. So we're part of a larger network than just ourselves. And part of that network being successful is giving back when it's our turn. And part of this is sharing our experiences that we've gained over the last several years towards, okay, are there lessons that we learned that can help the state reach its goals? So that's one of the reasons. But really, as far as a real immediate tangible value, the first one that comes to mind is I can't think of a better vantage point to watch opportunities develop, the next round of opportunities to develop, because this is the group that's going to be looking at how are communities applying this resource and leveraging it and reaching economic and social gains. And so this is the perfect vantage point to get exposure to that, to those things that we can bring back here and use ourselves.
And this is a part of the governor's push towards strengthening infrastructure in the state of Minnesota. And how are we doing in terms of our infrastructure right now? Are things moving along pretty good? I know Arrowhead Electric has got a lot of orange-looking stuff laying around
out
there.
We here locally are certainly marching right forward, and will certainly meet those 2015 goals. However, there are some pockets in the state that don't have that good fortune that we do, and in fact, some that are oddly unpredictable. For instance, I was just contacted by someone from Itasca County yesterday who needs better access than what they have, and they're considered a well-served area. And so I'm not going to quote the percentage because I don't know what it is. We are down to just a few percentage points of folks who don't have access, but it's still a significant number, and it's the hardest people to serve. And we can't stop until we get that number to 100% access. It doesn't mean everyone has to adopt it, but the idea is that everyone has the ability to connect.
And the opportunity.
And the opportunity.
Well, we've been speaking with Dana McKenzie. She's Cook County's Director of Information Systems and has just been appointed to the Governor's Task Force on Broadband. And I hope we can talk again from time to time as you work your way through this task force. Kind of keep us up to date on how we're doing both statewide and locally.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.